Proclamation number 0612 of 10th of October, 1938. Fight against Christianity. Submission questions to God Himself. Responsibility of the soul. The Lord has decided to take the greatest possible retribution when His will is no longer acknowledged and His name is mocked. For among mankind, all reverence for the eternal Godhead has been extinguished, and only earthly power, wealth and rank still rule. One applies force to the true confessor of his name and believes to be deprived of any justification towards him. Certain circles even try to shake the foundations of Christianity by denying the author of it and questioning his existence altogether. At present, they have countless followers who find such an explanation pleasant and comfortable and therefore do not hesitate to adopt this view and likewise reject everything that is connected with Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of mankind. These people give themselves such a great indictment of poverty, they do not give themselves an account, because their inner voice would guide them in the right direction. In return, they let something be taken from them that everyone should first submit to their own judgment. Only if the human being connects a serious striving with the will to fathom the truth, he can get clarity about what is the doctrine of God and what is the doctrine of man. Who lets this great question resound in the human heart? Who seriously strives to acknowledge the divinity, if he proves himself as such to the earthly child? He will not be left without answer for a long time, because the Heavenly Father sends help to such searching souls very soon. He also lets them find the way where they will get clarity about such and similar questions. Whoever earnestly desires to be enlightened about the nature of Christ, will soon receive such a clear and comprehensible picture of the Savior, that his doubts will vanish and he will surrender to the teachings of Christ with full conviction. And so only people should present this question to the Heavenly Father himself, so they would not get into the danger to turn away completely from the Savior of mankind. Everything breathes God's goodness and love. Where man asks in error or ignorance, there he is lovingly led to the way of truth. But to reject out of one's own intellectual wisdom, will lead to ever greater error. But what the human being believes to recognize as an individual, is left to him. Who however wants to talk up his own opinion full of conviction also to the fellow human being, is a great sinner before God and the people. The lot of his own soul is unspeakably sad if he is on the wrong path. But to have been responsible for the fate of fellow human beings is irresponsible, and God's judgment will be sent to them while they are still on earth, so that they will realize that the Lord does not allow His name to be mocked and does not tolerate the salvation of countless fellow human beings to be endangered. For if you take earthly goods from man, this is not right before God. But how will you answer for yourselves? You who take the eternal kingdom from your fellow man. He who is weak listens to his fellow man and thoughtlessly accepts what brings him the greatest harm for his soul. Therefore beware to persuade these weak in spirit of your opinion, if you do not want to be punished in the most sensitive way still in the earthly life. Because the Lord has the power over everything in heaven and on earth. He will also know how to protect His word, and this will not pass away until all eternity and will bear witness to Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of mankind. Amen.